This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, Lunell! Yes, sir. My man.
Did you think Lunell was about to join the show?
I was hoping he would. Because I got a few words for him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I got a few words for him. And and he's doing a fine job, by the way. He's ever present. But I'm going to save it until I get it to him one-on-one. But A.A. Aaron, honestly, I don't know why I didn't expect this to be continued. I enjoyed Bradshaw's comments about Aaron, but Bradshaw's taking it personally. But I think Terry would love to see Aaron save his Steelers. I think he's passive aggressive, but I think he really thinks Aaron could save his Steelers. And he's part of the group like Big Tony right now, who's in big denial. You realize this is it. They're about to hit the skid that everybody seems to have to go through. We can't even envision them being in last. Can you envision them being terrible? Them being in last place? No terrible towels? Being awful? Can you envision that? Can you imagine it?
I mean, I'd have a tough time just because of the defense. Like, terrible is a stretch. Like, offensively.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
They've been bad. Okay, so since the bar has been lowered to 8-8 to being mediocre, what's next? They're playing with 10 men. They're playing offense with 10 men. You can't even believe that this is a professional franchise. It is an absolute travesty to the excellence of defensive talent that they have wasted.
Yeah.
With these Neanderthal offensive concepts. It's a travesty. At least Dallas, I mean, their failure is clearly. The owner's a complete moron. And he ruins their opportunities because he just keeps fumbling up and doesn't let them develop offensively. And from a head coach, anything structurally. But they have talent. They do have talent. And their popularity reigns because just as many people hate them that love them. Nobody else cares about the rest of the people like that. How do you maintain that level of popularity? People have to care. They have to care. The Purple People Eaters have people that care. We don't talk a lot about Minnesota, but do you realize how many people they have that care? The Purple People Eaters, man, they have a following. They have people that care. The Steelers, it's a brand. And I'm telling you, they're on the verge of entering this dark hole. And you know, we speak firsthand from it. We were that group. We had a following. You're too young to really realize how big the burgundy and gold reach was. Until these jackasses got a hold of it and strangled it to death. And now it's coming back big time. You can see how you have got to be able to feel it and see it, whether you want to or not. And it's coming back with or without you. As you mentioned about that poll, D.C. residents, on whether or not love or like the commander's name, you remember how we almost threw up when we first heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Those numbers are changing. Up to 50% from last year's 34%. You know why? Because they're winners. You start rumbling around talking about the idea of moving the Mecca back to the district of where? Columbia. I'm watching it happen. Also watch the fall of it. You know who I feel for? I feel for our callers that are calling in their 80s. Who went through it. So it's real talk now. And I'm not mocking. I am so sincerely concerned about Still a Nation. Because there are guys like Big Tony, he won't survive it. Can you imagine the Steelers winning 3, 4, 5 games a year? Can't even envision it.
Nah.
No, seriously.
Do you
it's think, that close.
Do you think people would have said the same thing about the Commanders in the 90s, though? Like, where we were on top. Or Dallas, when they were on top. Like, the Broncos, the Dolphins.
Well, first of all.
Or maybe not those other two teams, but.
Yeah, yeah, you really stretched that thing. You see, there's one thing about being, popular. Nobody reaches a doubt the Cowboys' popularity because it's a ratings thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk all you want to talk. You can hate their guts, but you can't touch them numbers-wise.
Yeah.
They ring the bell. And when you can get that kind of response and not win, you're a bad man. Because they're not even winning. Now, when I say that, I'm being facetious. They do win. We can't beat them 2 games in a row. That's why the worst loss, it killed me when we lost at home. Because I knew what would happen. We have to sweep them in order to be able to talk trash. You can't talk no trash splitting with somebody.
Yeah.
How you going to talk trash and you split? We always split. That's the honor. Will you settle it? It's where? In the championship game. That's when you settle the score. Like the Eagles did. The Eagles settled the score. When? In the championship game. That's when you settle the score. That's old school. It's always been about the East. It always will be. I get a Central credit. They had a nice run. Detroit's nice. Minnesota's nice. Green Bay's nice. They're all nice, but they ain't the East. But I just throwing that out there for Still a Nation because we went through, and that's why now, do you want to go back 4 wins? Broken promises, poor drafts. This is something here that has great potential. But you can't rock the boat. 301. 230-0980 is the number. We'll take a break. You got the message. The word is out there. The name is kind of going to stick. I know some of you will never, ever let go. I respect that, but it's not going to matter. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just envisioned my man Anthony Haney at the Garden, sitting on the floor seats, Spike, Stephen A. You know, you and your Syracuse, a couple of your Syracuse elite, it just crossed my mind just seeing you, Hoffman. I could see you guys just, you know, floor seats. Part of me really believes that Hoffman might be doing the floor seat thing tonight with the Knicks game.
Yep.
I'm just saying, it would not surprise me. He knows a lot of people in high places. And that Orangeman thing that you guys be throwing around a lot.
Yeah.
Is wouldn't surprise me. 301-230-0980 is the number. Daryl, welcome to the Hoffman Program, DOC DHN.
Hey, what's going on, Doc? First of all, rest of the soul, my dad loved you.
Oh, God.
I'm a little in the middle on the Commander's name in general, but I will say that the clowns, you like to call it the clown show, before Josh Harris and them took over, they killed the name anyway. They pretty much did. They had everything but the funeral for the Redskins before they even changed the name. So that's just my quick tidbit on that.
Yeah, it's everybody receives it in a different way. I look at it with great reverence. I wear it at home. I love it. I just only people that have gone through name changes or maybe had a school name change or whatever can understand what we're talking about. The one thing I love about Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Alabama, don't change the uniforms because you kill your alumni's dreams. You want to look at the same uniform you wore. I don't give a damn if it's 30 years ago. That's what ties the knot.
Right.
When you go psychedelic and go all designer mode, you should be, what? Do you understand what fundraising actually means? It means that I have to project myself and see myself in it. Style. What style is tradition. I think the Penn State uniform is beautiful for the Nittany Lion crew because that's who they are. The Spartans, the Wolverines. I mean, it is what it's all about. And so we had something that was, I have a great deal of pride in. And to have it just banished, ripped out, it is painful. But I can breathe new life into seeing something grow, no matter how bastardized the process was, if our people are with it and we're united. Because what I don't want to be have gone in vain is the loyalty that this area represented. Seeing people at 4 a.m. at Dulles Airport, seeing the DMV packed with people with posters. I don't know how old you are, but this was a collegiate environment. Big, bad, proper, educated behind Washington, D.C. was like a frat town city when it came to burgundy and gold. And it was the one thing that kept this place together. And I'd love to see that again because these kids deserve it because they play hard. And this new ownership group gets it because they lived it. They were a part of it. And they understand it. And we deserve that. To see our place taken over by Eagle fan and Giant fan and Cowboy, that just is appalling.
That's horrible.
It's appalling. But I think we're headed in the right direction. No, I don't think. I know we're headed in the right direction. But we just have to grow these youngins and just keep moving in the right direction. And appreciate you chapping in, Daryl. Stay strong.
Appreciate it. Because
it won't be easy. Yeah, it won't be easy. Because the people that are against this, they're strong. And they're not doing this for show and tell. They're not trying to get clicks. They don't give a damn about social media. These people have been much older than social media. It's in their blood. Yeah, it's in their blood. That's what I respect about your Orange, Anthony. It understands tradition. All you got to do is be up there on that campus and go to the spots. They still respect things that happened in the 60s. Man, I love that. And you got to be up there, man, to see it and to feel it. It's tight. I enjoyed, you know, doing games up at Syracuse and covering games and doing hoops and football and stuff up there. Aren't you proud of being associated with a brand that still has life?
Yeah. And it doesn't just stop there for me anyway. If you guys know, I also work down in my middle school, and how many people can you recall having, you know, still or just still being in contact with their middle school? It's not a lot of people that have, but
oh no, the middle school. I mean, I went to Smedley. I haven't even heard Smedley mentioned since I just mentioned it, and that's been 50. Oh God, more than that. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I hear you. As a matter of fact, I know you used to even work there.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I bring that up because, again, like, it's out of the norm that, you know, somebody would say they're still, you know, connected to their middle school. But for me, I have, like, strong roots there. I still work down there. And it's just the brotherhood, the network that we've built over the years. And once you step in that building, like, you're always a Panther kind of thing. So being attached to that, then, you know, I have my high school, Georgetown Prep.
Oh, Prep,
that is a whole, you know, network in its own.
That is a strong, I mean, I know just from Austin's working there. And I know just covering games there, how warm and gracious the leadership was at Prep. Mm-hmm. What an impact. And I received from that. So that's what you learn. Being a part of something matters.
Yeah.
And being a part of something that's special is even greater than that. And that's why I can't wait for all of this to be settled. Although I understand it can't be forced.
Yep.
It's got to work through its own process. And I just hate when the past is not respected in a manner in which, you know, it deserves. Because none of us that represented the colors or the brand did it with any malice. It was with nothing but love and respect. And it's so it'll be interesting. But when those polls came out and I heard it, when it was announced, and I was listening to B. Mitch and Finley, when I heard that, I go, great. That's good news. Yeah, it's good news. And we'll see. We got some way to go. But, you know, the more you win, the easier it will become. And I don't know if anything's inevitable because it's a political thing. And, you know, to me, politics, and this might not be true or fair, but I feel like money always wins. And that's why I don't know how money can't win in this case. The area that we work at was basically damn near condemned. And now it's on fire. How can that not be good? And better for an area financially. From what it was, where we are now, as opposed to what it was. Navy Yard, hello? You telling me that's not an upside? But we'll see. That's the beauty of it. 301-230-0980 is the number, the name poll. Post, Washington Post scholar school polled 1,667 D.C. residents about whether or not they love or like the commander's name. Poll from April 2024 to May 2025, up 50%, up from last year's 34%. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll keep banging it in. And then what has your interest going? Anthony, do you have any money on this game tonight?
I do not have any money on this game, but I do hope the Knicks find a way to win this one, and then the Pacers can close it out at six. I just want to see more basketball. That's all. I wanted the Timberwolves to win yesterday so we can, you know, talk about the game on Friday. But now we won't have that luxury because the Thunder sent the Timberwolves packing.
Oh, yeah, that's good. How about James Wood? Is there any physical way to get James Wood in the home run derby?
It's a great question. I mean, if he keeps hitting the way he's been hitting, I think he'll do it himself. He'll make the name for himself.
Yeah, I don't want any of my pitchers ever in, but I think I'd have a problem with my my Paul Bunyan in it. I don't think I'd have a problem with that. Stick and Stay, DOC, in for Craig here on
Team. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
OKC. Ant-Man, you a hoops guy. Are we looking at our next champion? Or is this thing just now moved up one chapter, but the book's still open?
I think OKC is going to win. No matter who comes out of the East, no matter if the Knicks somehow pull off a come from behind, down 3-1, you know, slim. I don't really see that happening. But even if they magically pull that off.
And you know what? No. That's being ignorant on my part. you can turn an ankle in a second.
Yeah, that too.
You're one injury away. Let's take the Pacers and eliminate Therese. Can they do this without Haliburton? Let's say he gets injured first 5 minutes into the game and he's out. Can they do it without him?
I think
for the rest of the tournament.
I think it'll be tough. I think TJ McConnell, as great as he's been in this series, for him to pick up the load that Tyrese Haliburton already carries, I think will be too much to ask of him. So I would say no. you need Tyrese.
I'm trying to think, what could be that type of. Yeah, because they got them hard. You wouldn't be here if you weren't loaded. That's the thing about it. This time of the year, everybody's loaded.
Yeah.
Everybody's loaded. Just when you think somebody can't do without, someone steps up. And everybody's had to get, Bridges had a huge game. You know, Ananobi's had a huge game. Cat has really just surprised me is how truly vicious he can be. I guess it's the one-dimensional guys that would have to become multi-dimensional to really then come out of their shell and be something that we have not seen totally. But that's why they're here. Or is it the guys on the bench that could determine that? But that's why it's intriguing. That's why we watch. That's why it's hard to not give them their due because they earned it. I'm sure a lot of people made a lot of money that live in New York taking them over Boston early on in the guard, because I did not see game two that happening. And they did it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it happening either. They were down 20. And that's what's been fascinating about this entire playoffs this year. No lead is safe. Like, you could be down 20, 25, and somehow, some way, the other team is going to fight. And that's the good thing about the playoffs, though.
Is it the good thing about it, or is it just the proliferation of the three ball? And we now, like, a 20-point lead, usually, because I have I'm too immature to watch a 20-point game. Because of the remote control and cable, I don't have the capacity to watch routes. I have to multitask so I can go, then I can see what's going on with Edmonton. I can go see what's going on with Netflix. I can go see what's going on, you know, with House on Fire. And I go, now, if you mess around and depart from a 20-point lead, now you're going to be shocked. That's nothing. That's the big difference in 20 years to me. That is just the erasing, how you can just, is it the shot or the lack of defense? But perimeter shooting now, it's crazy. Some of the shots are being made. But I still am, I'm over the moon by watching the two-way game come back, by watching guys ball out defensively. So the Carusos of the world, for me, I love that we don't make that a scrub, but we make that a star again. We did this to people. We did this. And Dennis Rodman, back in the day with the Bad Boys, that's what OKC reminds me of. That's how Rodman played. But we made it out of a freak because he had no offensive game. But that level of intensity with an offensive game now, this has morphed into this group. These guys, the kids, are hybrid. But they can score, and they can just deny you from scoring. And they're not being forced to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the difference. My generation, you know, it was like the tough coach could get you to do it. What? These dudes want to win. They enthusiastically get out and play it in a way that brings me joy of watching basketball played the way it was designed to be played on both ends. And that's why I've always been confused with the basketball community. If the GOAT was a two-way player, how can anybody else be respected that's not?
Yeah.
If Michael Jeffrey Jordan was all defensive team, he was all everything, how could that not be the standard? How dare you lower standards for style points of these jackasses that have been given roses, been showered with subtleties, and they've all been con artists? Because in the end, most of them haven't won jack you manure, and they've cheated the game more than they've uplifted the game. That's all I'm saying. And that's our fault for being so damn desperate instead of letting it fulfill its course naturally. Either it gets done or it don't. But we had to have it. We have to have somebody to anoint. Whether or not they cut corners, we have to have it. And now this poor kid, SGA's, he's giving it to you. And I sense some people rejecting it to the point because he's not giving you the charisma that you so desperately have to have. Am I crazy? Or am I misreading that? Holler at me. Because that's what I sense. What more do you want him to do? Face of the NBA. What the hell does that mean? Kawhi, to me, Kawhi Leonard was the best player in the world for his moments. He didn't give a damn about you, so you rejected him. I don't know who would want to be the face of the NBA. The way you scrutinize him, the way you go after him. Think about it. Who's the face of the NBA? We know who the baby face is. And this brother, he's the only thing I miss. I miss him. When the baby face assassin is not on the floor, that to me, I'm missing something that can't be replaced. I don't know if it can be replaced. I haven't seen it be replaced. He offers something that I just think is exceptional. All he does is hustle, make shot after shot after shot, 2 feet tall. 37, 38 years old. Runs forever. Amazing. But that's just me. That's just me. I thought you was a hoops guy, Anthony. I guess I just, you know, maybe if you come up, you all puck now?
No, I'm a hoops guy. I was letting you get your stuff.
No,
off,
don't
man.
Let me. No, don't let me do nothing.
I was enjoying. I was listening. You yeah, was putting out saying. Spreading a lot of wisdom there, man.
Well, I'm you know, I got to do what I have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but y'all don't get a chance to match up with you much, so you know, I got to make sure you still got your game intact. Cause see, you and I, we duel every time we look up. It's a duel. It ain't never nothing but a duel.
Uh huh.
You know, and unless Lou and Lunell is involved, and he's not, thank God. So I'm just saying, if you don't agree, say it.
Oh no, nah, I was in agreement with what you were saying. Okay. That's why I was just sitting back. I was listening. I was like, okay, Doc.
No, because you didn't scare all your callers away. So I'm just thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, hold it. We talking, they tell me, you know, I've seen your game. You got a nice game. You got a nice game. And I'm going, we're going through a transition right now in hoops. It's natural. It's got to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got an attitude because I cannot be eliminated in the first round. Back-to-back years and act like everything's okay. It's not.
Yeah.
God. So I need that situation to change, but we run by the Beverly Hillbillies. I understand our situation for my hometown team that I grew up with. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping and praying that I get lucky in Cleveland. Gives us a chance to redo our situation. I'm hopeful. But that's a story for a different time. I think New York deserves a lot. I hate to say a game is over before it starts for a team that represents so much heart. The one thing you got to say about the Knickerbockers, they have heart. Their coach, who is square peg, he's kind of rounded those edges a little bit. Did you think you'd ever see him play nine players?
I didn't. But the thing is, like, he should have been doing this.
Why should he have? He's been doing the same damn thing, getting the same damn results. And
exactly.
Keeping his job,
you know, we
forever.
Call that, Doc, insanity.
If so he keeps his job.
You need to switch it. Granted, it has worked for them, you. It's gotten them to this point. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes, we'll clap it up for you. But at the same token, and Tony Massenburg said it earlier today.
Yeah.
He said the extra minutes that they play equates to 15 extra games on the body.
Yeah.
So,
no, Mass was on fire. You know? No, I'm with you, but he stays employed. he stays employed. And that's the thing that's baffling to me. The Pacers, we're talking about small market. Oklahoma City, they didn't just become good. They've been good all year. Do you know that I did not personally watch one of their complete games until the playoffs?
Wow.
No, I mean a complete game. I flashed.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them. But I mean a complete game. Cleveland the same way. Cleveland was awesome this year. They were awesome. I watched three quarters of a game. I mean, I say complete. There's so much good action going on that doesn't, you know, because I thought, well, my crew, I got sucked into Shannon. Lakers in five.
Yep.
But I kind of knew better because Bron, seriously. They've been pulling this thing off now for a while, and it's over.
Yeah. I don't know about over. They can all get a big. They're right there. Literally, the last 4 years, they have not had a big man, and they have done nothing to resolve that issue. Go get a big man.
He ain't going to do
they
it.
Do?
No, he's not going to do it.
They'll be contenders.
But he's not going to do it. LeBron is not going to do it.
I don't think it's Bron. It's more so the Lakers front office. They try to go get Mark Williams. They didn't like his medical.
He is their front office. Do you hear what you're saying? You're acting as if he's not doing everything.
Doc, did they not try to go get Mark Williams, who was averaging 15 and 10? Something that they could have used? A service
who big man?
They did not
approve the medical.
Yeah. The Lakers.
LeBron didn't approve it. No. So who? What?
You think LeBron is just everywhere? He's in the...
No, I don't think. You think he's not. I know he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the mayor in town, according to you.
I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Yeah, I'm not alone. Yeah, we're run by the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, and it's pitiful. It is absolutely pitiful. But I think here locally... I hate to say it, but I think we're heading in the right direction. Take a break here. DOC, DH, and for Hoffman, 301-230-0980 is the number. Back in a moment. Somebody just asked me, they said, well, what happened to Dr. Sabah? I said, what do you mean, what happened? Nothing happened. She's still doing her thing, you know. But when them Tar Heels are silent, when her teams aren't winning, I mean, she got to do what the rest of us do. She got to go silent, you know, until one of them start winning again, and then she can emerge and do her thing. Speaking of that, Dr. Sabah, how are you? Oh, Ba. Oh, okay, I thought you said doctor. Oh, we got my boy Ba. Ba, you on the road.
My brother, I told him I need to talk to the doctor. I didn't talk to the doctor for 3 months. How you been doing, my brother?
Hey, man, I've been blessed, man. I'm hanging in there.
I know I'm up on the clock, so let me roll this thing quick. First of all, I got to give a shout-out to my daughter. She graduated yesterday from Eleanor Roosevelt. We did it at the Xfinity Center. Shout-out to my Aaliyah. That's one thing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And that's my only child, yo, 18 years old. Beautiful day yesterday.
That's awesome.
Thank you, sir. Now I got to go to Ant-Man. I told Ant-Man, LeBron is the GM. Everybody know that. Please. If LeBron don't get no big man, they ain't winning. That's the case closed. You know, LeBron got 1 year left. Talking about my skins, I love everything going on, Doc. I see Bill Mitch yesterday over there talking to these kids. Next time I know that.
But if they got B. Mitch over there talking to him, they're going to be better off.
But that's all I'm saying. That's they doing the right thing. At the end of the day, we coming for the Eagles. Doc, I'm going to holler to you, my brother.
All right, my brother. God bless you, man. Congratulations to your daughter. Ant-Man, it's a thrill, man. It's always good to get on the floor hardwood with you. But you got me with a 3-point buzzer beater. Shout out to Hoffman. You guys do what you got to do, man. God bless you. And let's roll it over to beat MGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.